Let's say we're continuing in Mishnah Yomi. Today's assignment, today's limud is Moed Katan Perek Aleph. Mishnah is Tes through Yud, 9 through 10. And Mishnah Tes says as follows, Ma'amidin Tanar V'kirayim V'reichayim B'moed. You can go ahead, and literally Ma'amidin literally means bonin. You could build and you could set up and you could fix an oven, a stove, or grinding stones on Chol HaMoed. Since all of these items are used for food preparation, and food preparation, of course, is permitted on Chol HaMoed, therefore, halacha lemaisa, one is permitted to actually either build these items or to set them up on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Huda says, in Mekavshin Esarechayim Betrila. This is interesting. Rabbi Huda says, now, the Chiddush, of course, is you're permitted to go ahead and build these items or set up these items, even though, again, it requires what we call Tircha Yisir. It requires a lot of effort. But since it's for the sake of food preparation, therefore, it is going to be permitted. Now, interestingly enough, Rabbi Huda says, in Mekavshin, Imachabshin es harechayim betchila. Now here's what's interesting. In order for grinding stones to work, the upper stone, which is the one that moves, has to have a roughened surface. So apparently there was a malacha of roughening the stones. So Rabbi Huda says that you can't do on Chol HaMoed, because the act of creating a rough surface on the top movable stone was considered to be an incredible amount of tircha, an incredible amount of effort, and that Rabbi Huda did not allow to be done on Chol HaMoed. Good. That's Mishnah Tes. We now come to Mishnah Yud. Osin ma'akeh lagag v'lemirpesas ma'aseh hedyot. You can make a ma'akeh. Now remember again, a ma'akeh literally means a fence. The Torah says that if you build a house, kisiv nabayis v'asisa ma'akeh lagagach, you have to make a fence, or perhaps also better stated, a railing for your rooftop. Remember again, we're operating under the assumption that there is a flat roof, and because it's a flat roof, people are going to use the roof in order to ensure that chas v'shalom no one becomes harmed in the use of the roof. So the Torah obligates us to create a ma'akeh, to create a fence, or to create a railing around the roof. So the Mishnah here over says as follows: you can make a railing around the roof or around amirpesas. So again, going back to yesterday's share, the previous Mishnayos, Maise Hedyot means you can make it in an unprofessional way, but you cannot make it in a professional way. Now, the Bartzenura explains that we're talking about over here a rooftop that doesn't biblically require a railing or a fence. Because if we were talking about a space that does biblically require railing or a fence, one would be permitted to do that even on Lechatchila, even as a Maisa Uman, in a real skilled fashion, on Chol HaMoed itself. So you must be talking about over here a situation where this particular area doesn't biblically require a fence. So therefore, you could construct something on Chol HaMoed, but it's got to be a Maisa Hedyot, cannot be a Maisa Uman. Shofin, Esasadokino Magilin, or some Magilin, Biad Boregel, Avalo, Bemachal Tzayim. So you can go ahead and similarly, now Shofin Esasadokin means that, let's say you have a roof, and you have cracks in the roof of your house. So you are permitted to go ahead and smooth plaster over the cracks of the roof of the house. And you can go ahead and smooth it out with your hand or with your foot and make it as smooth as if it would have been smoothed out with a roller. So remember again, smoothing it out with a roller would probably be called tircha yisera. But you could go ahead and smooth it out with your hand or with your foot, even though the net effect will be the same as if you had done it with a roller. But you can't go ahead and smooth it out with an actual smoother, right? With a kli that's actually used for smoothing. So these are all different parts of the door. Pivot, socket, beam, lock, or key of the door broke. What's the halacha? Mitaknin b'moed. You could fix this on Chol HaMoed. Why can't you fix it on Chol HaMoed? Because remember again, if your door to your home doesn't work, then there is a danger of thieves, there's a danger of robbers, and therefore again, this is a davar ha'avut. This could represent a significant loss, and therefore halacha lemaisa, one is permitted to go ahead and repair these broken items, even in a way that is maisa uman, even in a professional fashion. However, if you know the door is broken before Yom Div, you can't leave it to Chalamayim to do it. In other words, the license to do it is when something happened over the course of Chalamayim. But if the item was already broken beforehand, then Halacha L'maisa, and one purposely left it until Chalamayim, then one would not be permitted to do so. We'll see that theme come up a number of times in future Mishnayos. B'chol kibashin shehu yachol le'chol mehen b'moid kovshan. And anything that if you pickle, you could eat it over Chalamayit, so you're permitted to go ahead and pickle it over a Chalamayit. The Bartanura says, he says, kivashim kigon dogim v'yirakos, anything, fish or vegetables that you're going to put in a brine solution, shiachal achlam mo'ed, shunichbashin mehen uru'uyin le'achlo miyad. So anything that you could pickle, and it's going to be ready for consumption on Chalamayit, you're permitted to pickle it on Chalamayit. What we infer from that is, if you are pickling something, but it's not going to be ready until after Chalamayit, under those or after Yom Tov, under those circumstances, one would not be permitted to pickle it, because then you'd effectively be doing malacha over the course of Chalamayit for non-Yom Tov use. Excellent. We'll say Mazel Tov on completing the first parak of Meseches Moed Katan, and Emir Hashem, look forward to beginning parak Beis Emir Hashem tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.